The Queen of Bloody Everything by Joanna Nadin. Read by Kelly Houghton. So how shall I begin? With Once Upon a Time, maybe? The tropes of fairy tale are here, after all. A locked door, a widower, a wicked stepmother, or a twisted version of one at least. But those words are loaded, tied. They demand a happily ever after to close our story, and I'm not sure there is one. Not yet. Besides, Cinderella was never your scene.
Don't bank on a handsome prince, Dido,
he would sneer through the cigarette smoke that trailed permanently in your wake, that cloaked you, tracked you, like a cartoon cloud in Bugs Bunny, like Pigpen's flies.
If they do bother to show up, it'll be late and then they'll only beg or borrow or worse.
And the 12-year-old me would roll her eyes like the girls in the books did and think, those are your princes, mother, not mine, and I'm not you. But I am, aren't I? Though it's taken me 4 decades, half a lifetime, to admit it. I used to rail against my inheritance, the pieces of genetic jigsaw puzzle that make up half of me. I thought I could overwhelm them, drown them, if I found him, the man who'd given me his pale skin, his plumpness, his pathetic hope in one true love. When he failed to show up on the doorstep or in any of the faces I followed in town, I turned to friends to fill the gap, stole their habits, their hair colour, their hatred of soul music. I turned, too, to characters I borrowed from books in the hope I could carry off their courage, their capability, or at least their slick, smart one-liners. But acting was your forte, not mine, and one you failed to parcel up and pass along, offering me instead small ears, an extended second toe, and a lifelong dislike of marzipan, amongst other things. But back to the story. I know how it begins now, and where. This, the first words will spell out in black and white Times New Roman, is the story of us, of you and me, and how we got here, to this strip-lit room on the 14th floor of a hospital in Cambridge. Some parts of the tale you will not know at all, or even be able to spot yourself in the cast. But, as Pied Piper, that is my prerogative. I can dance a merry dance to other houses and other cities to show you scenes that shaped our path. And, though you might not take a starring role, you are ever present, your influence reaching across years and oceans. I know that now. Some parts you will recognise, though they will appear distorted, skew, as if seen in a fairground mirror or through time-thickened glass, told as they are from a haze of memory and my myopic gaze. If you asked Tom or Harry, they'd give you a different version, a shrunken picture, like a view through a wrong-ended telescope or rose-tinted, perhaps, embellished with sequins and a glitter ball that dapples the scene with some kind of magic. But this story, our story, has no enchantment. There is no fairy godmother, no genie, no amulet or grail. There is just us, me and you. And a tangle of secrets and lies, of second guesses, of half-formed hunches Chinese whispered into tangibility, of poorly timed honesty and misplaced blame. But I am getting too far ahead of myself again. Let's go back to the start, to the seed of it all. Are you listening carefully, Edie? Then I'll begin.